eggs, fuses, and faith. One of our goals as a family is to save enough money to make a down payment on our own home. Without that goal, I might waste my weekends watching television, waiting for financial opportunities to come to me. As a driver for a mining company in northern Chile, I work 4 days away from home at the mines and then have 3 days off, Saturday through Monday. To supplement our income and savings toward a home, we decided to start selling eggs. Our plan was to take orders from friends, neighbors, and church members, buy about 1,000 eggs each week from a wholesaler, and then pick up and deliver the eggs on Saturdays and Mondays. My wife, Laura, and I decided we would bring our 2 children with us on deliveries and enjoy the time together. As we were on our way to buy our first batch of eggs, however, disaster struck. One of our children, playing with a small metal pencil sharpener, tossed the sharpener and it landed squarely in the empty cigarette lighter receptacle. Sparks flew and our van lost all electrical power, coming to a sudden stop right in the middle of a highway. We had blown a fuse. As we sat there, holding up traffic and wondering what to do, we became so frustrated that we felt like crying. But at that moment, I remembered that the Lord has promised to lift us and help us if we put our trust in Him. A calmness came over me. I realized I couldn't just sit there complaining. We had a problem, and with God's help, we would solve it. Laura and I turned to each other and said, "We have to show faith." We said a prayer and dried our tears. Then, with Laura steering, I got out to push the car. Several people jumped out of their cars and helped me. We pushed the car about 200 meters before finding a safe place off the highway to park. As the car rolled to a stop, I noticed that we had parked right in front of a car stereo shop. I located the blown fuse, walked inside the shop, and asked, "Do you have one of these?" The clerk replied, "Of course." I bought a fuse and put it in place. The car started right up, and off we went. The egg wholesaler was just about to close when we pulled up. We bought our eggs and made our deliveries. When we have challenges, we need to remember to ask our Heavenly Father for help. I know He will answer us as we move forward and show our faith in Him. Alvaro Alcaino, Antofagasta, Chile. End of the article, Eggs, Fuses, and Faith, read by Dwayne Case.